This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, March 31. Jesus reconciles us. Our reading comes from Colossians chapter 1. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you have heard, and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. I have friends and family who have been estranged from one another. It is, at best, unpleasant. At worst, it is horrible and painful. Spouses despise each other. Children and parents don't speak to each other for years. Business partners want to be rid of each other. Things can get ugly in this old world. This is why the news of God's reconciliation is so marvelous. The hatred, enmity, and hostility are scrubbed away. We are doused in the cleansing blood of Jesus. We can be reconciled to God and to others because we are made blameless and spotless again through Jesus. Jesus makes us spotless and blameless through His own body and blood. We are no longer stained, sinful, and bitter. We are new people, remade with holy ingredients. Once we are reconciled with God, we learn to forgive as the Lord has forgiven us. It is no longer the old sinner who comes forward to bind up the ruptures we have with others. It is a new person who is holy and without blame or blemish. Once we are made new in Christ, we can respond to others as Jesus responded to them. And they can see us not as the blameworthy people who harmed them, but through the eyes of Christ who accepts us all. Anyone who is reconstituted in Jesus can and should accept another. Pray with me. God, thank you for reconciling us to yourself through the death of Jesus. Help us to be reconciled with others through Jesus as well. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.